Deep Roots, A Passage from the Ancient One. I am a tree man. Always have been. No doubt that's why trees figure so prominently in my books, whether novels, picture books, or nature books. There's Arbasa in The Lost Years of Merlin, the high willow in Tree Girl, the old cottonwood in Where is Grandpa, and a truly awesome tree you'll find in my new trilogy about Avalon. But perhaps none of my books has a tree standing so clearly in the center of its plot and its soul as The Ancient One. This is the story of a brave teenage girl, Kate, who discovers a surprising connection between a modern-day logging town in Oregon and a mysterious tribe of Native Americans who lived in that same place 500 years ago, before they vanished without a trace. Kate's only hope of saving the town and her beloved Aunt Melanie is to figure out what really happened to the lost tribe. But to do that, she must enlist the help of the one living creature old enough that its life stretches across the centuries and connects the two times. That creature is a great redwood tree, a tree so old that even in the days of the Indians long past, they called that tree the Ancient One. This tree, you see, is also a time tunnel, but to travel through it, Kate must do the hardest thing she has ever done. She must shed everything about herself that's human and become a tree. From the Ancient One. Ducking her head, Kate entered the cavern in the trunk of the great redwood, gouged out by fire centuries before. Slowly, very slowly, she discerned a sound vibrating in the hollow of the tree. It was a rushing, coursing sound, like the surging of several rivers. She realized with a start that it must be the sound of resins moving through the trunk and limbs of the tree, and strangely, through her own self as well. Then she heard something more. With all her concentration, she listened to a distant gurgling sound. It came from far below her, rising from the deepest roots of the tree, roots that were drinking, drawing sustenance from the soil. Another sound joined with the rest, completing the pattern. Like an intricate fugue, it ran from the tips of the remotest needles all the way down the massive column of heartwood. Back and forth, in and out, always changing, always the same. This was the sound, Kate realized at last, of the tree itself breathing, the sound of life being exchanged for life, breath for breath. Great tree, she said in wonder, I feel so young, and you are so very, very old. A full resonant laughter filled the air, stirring even the sturdiest branches. Oh, I am not so young as you, perhaps, but old I surely am not. The mountains, they are old. The oceans, they are old. The sun is older still, as are the stars. And how old is that cloud, whose body is made from the vapors of an earlier cloud, that once watered the soil, then flowed to the river, then rose again into the sky? I am part of the very first seed, planted in the light of the earliest dawn, and so are you. So perhaps we are neither older nor younger, but truly the same age. As she listened to the rhythmic breathing of the tree, Kate felt herself beginning to breathe in unison. A sense of her body was slowly returning, a body that bent and swayed with the fragrant wind, every element of her being stretched upward and downward, pulling taller and straighter without end. Her arms became supple, sinewy limbs. Her feet drove deeply into the soil and anchored there. A sweep of time swirled past, seconds into hours, days into seasons, years into centuries. Spring, azaleas blossoming and pink sorrel flowering. Summer, bright light scattering through the morning mist, scents of wild ginger and licorice fern. Autumn, harsh winds shaking branches, gentle winds bearing geese. Winter, ceaseless rains, frosty gales, more rains brewing. Again and again, again and again, seasons without end, years beyond count. Now, even if Kate succeeds in her quest, even if she solves the mystery of the lost tribe and defeats the wicked Gashra in the past, she must still get back home, or the whole quest will have been worthless. She must get home. The trouble is, even as she starts to return, there is someone else she doesn't know about. Someone in the present day who doesn't want her to succeed. Someone who has already started to cut down the Ancient One. And so, as Kate travels back to the present, living the very life of the tree, she survives all sorts of trials. An earthquake rocks the redwood grove, but the great tree still stands. A fire courses through, scorching the tree's bark, scarring its very heartwood, but the tree still stands. Then comes a day when five-fingered fern blooms among the tree's roots and a doe with her fawn wander into the glade. All is peaceful, even the wind. Then, suddenly, a sound unlike any other sound ever heard fills the forest, piercing, screeching, banishing forever the centuries of stillness. A shudder, a scream of pain erupts from her whole being. Stop! Stop, please! Go away! Leave in peace! But the pain only deepens. The sound grows louder. It is the sound of chainsaws.